Today on the podcast, we're talking about the infinite possibilities that the future holds. Hi, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things that I'm learning about and teaching about in my daily life so we can all find a little bit more balance, bliss, and confidence. I truly appreciate you being a part of this community, and if you do enjoy the podcast, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes, and definitely share with a friend that might also enjoy. I have a lot of events coming up in August, including Ayurveda 101, an Ayurvedic lifestyle cooking class, pre- and postnatal yoga, plus always new things that are popping up. So if you are interested, head on over to the website, BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. Make sure you get on that newsletter list or at least check out the contact calendar page so that you can see all of the amazing events that are coming on up. Today, I'm excited to talk with you about something that's been what I'm sharing about in all of my yoga classes this week. So my yoga classes, I teach 5 to 6 days a week, and so it's really a beautiful opportunity to take themes and kind of unravel them throughout the week and dissect and look into all these different parts of the issue. And the theme of this week has been time and thinking about past, present, future, and how our lives, our emotions, our activities fall into these three different buckets, these three different categories. And the first theme that we were exploring this week was the idea that really everything happens in the present. A lot of our stress, a lot of our anxiety, a lot of our fears, that's actually us getting pulled out of the current moment. If we actually sit deeply in our bodies, in our breath, right at this moment, there's usually not all that much wrong in this exact moment, right? Even if, let's say, you're sick or you're worried about an outcome, that's, you know, a fear of what might happen in the future. It's a fear of what this might mean. In this exact moment, you might be okay. Things might feel fine. And it's actually a fear of what might happen if this continues, if it never ends, if it doesn't stop, that feels really untenable and really worrisome. Similarly, our fears might be coming from experiences of the past. What if this happens the same way it did back then? Or why did this have to happen? These are past issues, not current issues. And so that was something that we really explored on Monday. But then it was interesting because I was reading a book on Monday night, and amazingly enough, as things always do, it comes together. And it's a book by David Levithan. It's actually called Two Boys Kissing. It's a really beautiful investigation into life as a gay teenager in the mid-2000s. And it's a really beautifully written book. I highly recommend it. It is written for teenagers, but I tend to really love reading books written for teenagers because they usually have some really great, amazing messages in them. And this one, Two Boys Kissing, I couldn't recommend it highly enough, especially for really just empathy and compassion for yourself and for all of our own personal differences and for others. Particularly for people that do identify as gay or queer. It's a really beautiful meditation on that. And I want to read just this really quick passage that he says, that he wrote, and it really drove everything that I taught about in my yoga class yesterday. And he says, "What a powerful word, future. All of the abstractions we can articulate to ourselves, of all the concepts we have that animals do not, how extraordinary the ability to consider a time that's never been experienced." I'll repeat that last part again. How extraordinary the ability to consider a time that's never been experienced. And how tragic not to consider it. It galls us to see someone brush it aside as meaningless when it has an endless capacity for meaning and an endless number of meanings that can be found within it. So good. So what he's talking about in this passage is that the future hasn't happened yet, that there are infinite possibilities of the future. And when we lose hope, it's because we don't see or experience or feel that infinite possibility. We think that there's only certain things that might happen. We feel closed off and we don't feel that infinite capacity, that infinite ability to experience whatever might be in the future. And so this got me thinking, because I'm thinking here about how everything happens in the present and the past and the future, they're not really real. And I realized that, you know, when we sit so truly in the present moment, that is when the future has infinite capacity, infinite possibilities. Right? If we're actually living here in this moment, well, yeah, why couldn't I be president if I wanted to? Why couldn't I do a handstand? Why couldn't I do whatever, right? In this moment, there is infinite possibility for the future because it hasn't happened yet. And that when we allow ourselves to feel the possibility of infinite possibility, then we can calm into our present. If we don't feel like something in the future is closed off to us, then we can be really present, really powerful right here. Now you might be saying, okay, great, Sam, wishful thinking, what is that going to get to me? And I will say that this is not the last step. This is not the end all be all. The first is noticing, oh, right, anything could happen because it hasn't happened yet. And then the next step is, okay, then what do I do about it now? Because again, think about this mindset difference. If you think something's not possible, why would you work towards it? If you think that something can't happen, you don't actually take the action steps to get there. But if something is possible, even if it's a long shot, even if you have no idea how it could happen, if something is minutely possible, you'll do a little tiny something to make it happen today, right? Do a little tiny something to make it happen today. And this brings me to one of my favorite tools. You might be familiar with it if you're a longtime listener, a longtime follower of my work. It's called WHOOP. It actually was developed by our social science researcher, Gabrielle Oettingen. And the idea of whooping is that you're going to feel infinite possibility and then take stock of what's happening today. So you beam out to the future, you see that anything's possible because it hasn't happened yet, and then you take a step to make it happen now. And so what happens in WHOOP is you set a wish, you set that goal that you have. You then name the outcome. So this is the first O. Our outcome is, what's the benefit of getting this wish? If you do get that new job you've always dreamed of, why is that important, right? The job's not the end all be all. How does it make you feel? You then look at the obstacles, and particularly at internal obstacles. What could stop you from getting there? Like, what could get in your way? And sometimes definitely there are external obstacles, but I invite you to also notice the internal. What could stop yourself from getting there? And then plan. If this obstacle gets in your way, what are you going to do about it? If then statement is really powerful. And suddenly it brings you back to the present. So you're not sitting around just hoping that the job comes to you. You are actually taking an action step in this moment, in this time, to help get you there. Because ultimately your future is built one moment at a time. And so you take it one moment to one moment to one moment, forward, 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 one step at a time, and suddenly you are there. Infinite possibilities of our future. Important steps we need to take here today. And if we live in this moment at each step, we will get to that future place we are dreaming of. I really invite you to take a couple minutes to breathe, to feel that infinite possibility, to take a second to then whoop that process and ask yourself, what can I do today to get myself to that infinite possibility place? And you'll find that as you live more and more in this moment that you are, you build the future that you want to see in the world. I would love to hear your reactions to this post. Please send me a message over on Instagram. I'm at BE Happy Healthy Human. That's BE Happy Healthy Human. And thank you again for being a part of this community. Look forward to talking to you soon. Have a fabulous day.